On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What do you think the world's going to be like in 2065?
Oh, man.
Like 40 years from now. Like, what do you think the world's going to be like? I mean, it's something that Gen Z's got to think about, man. It's something I guess I still got to think about at this point, too. They asked this question online, like what people think, and they actually went around and polled people. Just some things that popped out to me that I think that are kind of interesting about this survey. They think the average house cost, are you ready for this? $682,000 will be the average house cost. And I would say in Maryland, this is like a national survey, I would think that's going to be even higher because our house pricing here is so much crazier. So like, I mean, here now, even recently I've been looking, I live down in Columbia. If you can find a house, like I have a friend that's buying a house right now. Her house is like $700,000. I'm like, it's like a 3-bedroom house, like a pretty average three bedroom house, $700,000. I would expect this area, Baltimore, Columbia, Towson area, 7-8. I mean, we may be seeing like $1 million houses being somewhat normal by 2065. Listen, I hope not.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still renting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it went into too. Like, do you think you're going to own a house at some point?
At this rate?
Because Charlotte's like, she's 28. I'm 42. So like, we're kind of in different generations. Only 35% of people who don't own a home now believe they ever will.
It's really sad.
And honestly, Now 25% of people expect they're going to rent for the rest of their life. A quarter of people. And we're talking about what people expect life to be like in 2065, 40 years from now.
I think we're going to see a lot more community living because of that, and like intergenerational families living together.
Yeah. Like, and we're seeing that now.
Yeah. Like, I could see me and my friends, like, who aren't in relationships, like all getting together to buy a house maybe or something. Like, if it gets to that point.
Here's some good news, though, is that people think in 2065, the average work week is going to be closer to 30 hours a week than it will be to 40 hours a week.
Hmm.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, your generation, like the younger generation, y'all are like, listen, we ain't trying to work. Like, we ain't trying to put in this many hours. And I love that, by the way. My dad's generation was like, 80 hours a week, kids. Like,
yeah.
And then my generation was like, all right, like we're gonna do 40, but like we're not happy about it. Y'all's generation is like, yo, can we work from home? And
but
like,
on the flip side, it's because a lot of us have to have multiple jobs.
That's true.
How do you think we're gonna pay for our $7 million house? You know,
true.
we need the multiple 30-hour jobs so we can even afford to live.
Another prediction about 2065 is that we're gonna be run 100% by a digital currency. Like, there will be no paper currency. Like, we're gonna be just Venmoing, Apple Pay, like whatever. Like, we won't have. I agree. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I actually had a paper anything in my hand, like a transaction of cash or check. I mean, very rarely do I actually use any type of like paper currency as it is now.
I actually used to have it a lot because I worked at the dispensary before here, so I got tips, but.
That's where we found Charlotte, by the way, the dispensary. You want to be a radio producer?
Oh, my
that's
God.
Where, that's
that
where you got to be.
That is not true. I worked very hard.
I went in to buy some marijuana, and that's where we found Charlotte.
Are you allowed to say that?
I'm just kidding. Let's see. By the way, households, I think, will be run by AI technology. Like, and I hope that does happen. I want to be Jetsons by then, man. I'm not trying to do one chore by 2065. I want to come in and have that little robot maid, you know, that comes in and just, like, does all my chores for me.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.